The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, the Sharks look to build on all of the positives that have propelled them into what's now a wild card playoff position. But one of the harder things to do once you get there is to stay there. And there's still a lot of hockey to be played. No illusions as the Sharks face off against a very hot Washington Capitals team that beat the LA Kings 3-1 last night in Los Angeles and come in here with a five-game winning streak at a top-three position in the Metropolitan Division of the NHL. Where are the Sharks improving these days? Well, Ryan Warsawski, the head coach, had some thoughts on that.
We play with the momentum more than, you know, probably we have in the past, and as far as driving offense and creating chances. You know, I liked our third period with the lead for the most part, besides obviously the shorthanded goal. We were starting to say the right things. You know, I thought we took wasn't a big step, but a baby step forward in that regard as far as playing with the lead. And that's something that, you know, you look around the league of these teams that are in the transition, the Anaheims and Chicago's, and when you get leads in the third periods, it feels like all of us are kind of get put on our heels, and it just takes time to get in those experiences and going through those situations to get more comfortable with it. And I think we're getting more comfortable. Is it completely there yet? No, but we've taken strides in that direction.
How excited are the players in the Sharks dressing room getting when pondering how well the team is playing? Mario Ferraro, who's been around a long time, is enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm definitely really excited. Just got to keep it going, keep building. There's still room to improve. That's what's, I think, most exciting is that I don't think we've hit our peak yet. And, we still got a lot of work to do, but we're headed in the right direction, and it feels good right now.
But Ferraro acknowledges that it's harder to stay in a playoff spot once you actually get there. And given how many games are left in the regular season, he says it's not even worth it to start talking about it yet.
Yeah, it's that, you know, the consistency is key. That's the hardest part about, you know, being a professional athlete and being a playing the NHL is, you know, you can have one good game, but can you do it every night or most nights? And, you know, we got to find that way. We haven't quite been there yet. We've had stretches of a few games, 3-4 games, then we take one or two off. And, that's something that that great teams find a way to do is to be as consistent as possible every night. You know, you may not always get the result, but your intentions and the way you play is really consistent. So we're trying to find that, and I think we've done a lot better at it. But, like you said, it's a long season. There's still, you know, over 50 games left, so we got some work.
Warsawski adds that tonight's game against the red-hot Capitals team is going to be quite a challenge for his club.
We got to skate tonight. You know, we got to get our legs into this. They played last night. This is a team that lives on the inside of the ice in the offensive zone. They protect the net, you know, better than anyone in the league as far as goals against. I think they're top five. So this is a team that, you know, doesn't beat themselves. And we're going to have to use our legs and push them back here a little bit and make them 200 feet, come 200 feet.
Dealing with Alex Ovechkin is something that Dmitry Orlov has a lot of experience with. After all, he and the Great Eight won a Stanley Cup together with Washington in 2018.
I mean, you have to be aware where he is, and offensively, in defensively, you know, obviously, everybody know he can score, and, and he's also, you know, can hit pretty heavy, you know, and you need to be aware of that and make sure you put your body in the right position and make sure you win some pucks against him, you know. He's strong, big man, you know, and it's not easy to play against him, you know, and he's physical. He's hungry around the net, you know. Sometimes when he gets the net, it's hard to push him out from there, you know. And sometimes you just need to take his stick out, you know. Have to be smarter and use your skill and your size against some different players, you know, obviously. So, he's the special one. And, it's why he's best goal scorer in the NHL and in history. So, you know what he's doing, you know, like the best players, you kind of know what they're going to do, but they're still doing it. That's why they're so special.
Yaroslav Askarov will be in the net against his fellow countrymen, and he gave us an idea of what it's going to be like to face the greatest goal scorer ever.
Can't wait. It's going to be my second match against him, so second game so far. And it's means a lot. It's one of, like you said, one of the best scorer in the league, and it's always fun to play against them. And they have a really good team, so will be nice.
Orlov also gave us a better idea on how big a star Ovechkin is in his home country.
He's a special athlete, you know, they're a special person for Russia. Everybody recognizes him, and you know, he's the probably number one professional athlete in Russia, I would say. You know, he's so popular, and you know, and he deserves it. It's how it should be, you know. People should recognize him. He's the best all the time goal scorer in NHL, and you know, nobody was thinking Gretzky gonna beat, but he did it. And right now, I don't think it's actually gonna happen. You know, he's still scoring, and you never know when he's gonna stop, when he's gonna stop playing. But you know, he still have a success, and as a team, they're playing good. So it's gonna be a big match for us, you know. And obviously, they're gonna play back to back, so we need to have a good start, make sure we, you know, put some pressure on them, you know, and not give them a lot of room. Make sure, especially like at the start of the game, you know, because sometimes it's, you know, back-to-back, you could be a little bit tired and slow. You need to wake you up. So make sure we have a full 20 minutes hard on them so they not feel comfortable.
But Askarov says that Ovechkin's popularity might be just as big or maybe even greater in the NHL cities where he plays.
I'd say he's the biggest star probably in all sports. Just one word. Just, I mean, he's the best. He's superstar for sure. So hard to tell where is he's the biggest star in Russia or here. Because I know how people love him here as well. That's why it's so hard to tell. I'd say probably here. He's the biggest star here than Russia. Imagine, it is crazy. Sounds crazy, but I think so. It is.
There's no doubt that there are more hockey players on the Washington Capitals to deal with than Ovechkin. Mario Ferraro, however, says that there's a special category that you place the greatest goal scorer of all time when you face him.
It's a special opportunity. I've had the privilege of playing, you know, with a lot of iconic, legendary players. I've had the privilege of playing against him as well. And he's, you know, made a lot of magic happen over the last 20 years of his career, or however long his career has been, and he's made history. So it's something I'll remember forever. I mean, I remember doing a puck drop with him, and I have a pretty cool photo, and that's pretty special to have a puck drop done with Alex Ovechkin, and I'll be able to show my kids one day.
Moreover, it's even more special to play Washington tonight for Dmitry Orlov, who won a cup there with Ovechkin in 2018 and who respects the way that the Capitals brought him into the NHL.
You know, I've been there since draft. You know, they draft me. I've been there 13 years. It's special. You know, this team gave me opportunity to play NHL. You know, we win the cup first time in Washington, you know, for the old fans. And obviously it was tough to leave, you know, this team and organization. Perfect career, you know, when you play for one team, obviously, you know, but not in my situation, and I just happy, and it was feel like home so many years, you know, and it's mean a lot, you know, and it's a lot of games, a lot of fun time, different teammates, different coaches, you know, you learn in different ways in your life experience, you know, there, and I always will remember this organization, this team, my teammates, you know, and I grow as a person there, you know. I came in there when I was 20 years old. I didn't speak English, you know. Right now it's my 15th year in NHL, and 13 was with Washington, and it was unbelievable time, and, you know, great friendship with some guys, and, you know, some they still playing, and, you know, so it's always not easy mentally to play against them, you know. You have to find some things inside, so make sure you focus, you know, and you know, a lot of guys gone already, you know, but still, like, it's not easy, but, you know, it's at the same time it's fun, you know, when you talk to them on ice during the game or after the game, always I can hear the screaming from the bench, some funny stuff to me, you know, so I kind of make serious face, but inside I'm laugh.
Join Jamal Mayers and me for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage. The Sharks against Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific time from SAP Center, and we hope you join us right here. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.